Welcome to my Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, and this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the twisted things I do to my poor submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. And today, it's about worship. I'm talking goddess worship, y'all. That's when submissives take their servitude to a whole other level. You know, I become a goddess, the light of their lives. You know, I get to be all in my vanity and just revel in their submission. They just immerse in me, and I cannot wait to tell you all about it. But first, I'm going to talk to you about my friends who helped to make my dreams come true. Beginning with Frank Middleton, known on Twitter as Frank the Friendly Butterfly. And what is Frank not working on these days? I mean, there's an upcoming wrestling podcast. He's working on an erotica novel, his vampire series. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps on going. There's Stephanie Angelina McElvain with a million books on Amazon, but my favorite is The Sexorcist, so check out Stefan. There is Billy Crash of the Last Knock podcast, Crash Palace, and of course, he's also the author of the Kink Noir series, and you must grab bondage. There's my girl, Sonya Ray Erotica. You've got to read all of her sexy stories. You can find her on Medium and I'm sure a million other places. There's Carrie Cockburn of Erotic Fiction. Carrie Cockburn will make your heart yearn. E.A. Barker's Naughty Page is all the rage, and E.A. is often very naughty, but don't worry, I'm here to keep him in line. I'm looking forward to checking out the steampunk sexiness of Michaela Ash, and you should too. I love elustsexblogs.com. Thank you so much for continuing to invite me to contribute to your wonderful publication, and I'll just keep doing it as long as you continue to have me. There's Jay Willoughby, who has another great story in his Femdom Factory for you to enjoy. Plus, he's helping me by editing my upcoming book, Femdom Glory. So stay tuned for that. I made a new friend, and I listened to his podcast, and you should too. It's called Satan is My Superhero. And it was absolutely hilarious. I loved every second. And now I'm thinking about getting his book, The Chaos. I think it's just Chaos Machine by Judas Balling. So check that out. Last but not least, there's Pat Wong and her husband Harry. I always say that Pat and Harry are just so legendary. And today I got a message from Pat She asked if I would read a statement that Harry wrote on the next podcast episode. So I'm going to read this for you and try not to laugh all the way through. And I'm not laughing at Pat and Harry. I'm laughing just at the whole concept of people talking this way about me. But anyway, here it goes. On behalf of Professor Pat Wong and myself, I would like to express our deepest gratitude and our lustful enthusiasm for all that you do. We have both several times masturbated aggressively listening to your podcast and are now avid and sexually aroused fans. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts and our genitalia for all that you have done and continue to do. Professor Pat Wong and Professor Harry Wong. Thank you, Pat and Harry. I love the fact that you masturbate to me. So y'all just keep on masturbate away. The thought of it just makes my day. And thank you to all of my friends out there who never fail to spread the word of Mistress Victory. But now it's time for what you came for, because I know damn well that you're ready to get into the nitty-gritty. So, it's time for you to sit down, relax, and pay attention, because it's time to worship Mistress Victory. For me, the best part of being a femdom is the worship. Sometimes subs devote themselves so completely that it rises to the fetishized level of goddess worship. It's how the servant shows total submission, that he's willing to go to drastic lengths to get a smile. These devotees take worship to another level. They feel lucky just to be near me. Y'all, that's power. When I'm with one of these who live to please, I get high on being a tease. I get to do stuff like order people to bow before me. I get to step on them and boast with vanity when I say things like, "Aren't you glad you get to be here? That I chose you from the throng of followers begging for my attention? That I made time for you in my busy day?" And y'all know what? They eat it up and beg for more. I mean, talk about an ego boost. One such person recently passed out just in my presence. I mean, you know you're with a genuine dom when you experience this phenomenon and she just laughs like I did. That's exactly what I did, because I'm not a pretender. And that's why my ads come with a warning. I tell people right from jump that I'm nothing like what they've experienced. There are so many ladies climbing aboard the bondage bandwagon, and I'm not knocking what they do. Go ahead, girls, get yours. But when subs come to me, they're slapped in the face with reality. The newbies think they know what it's like to worship a dominatrix until they meet the real thing. And this particular week that I'm telling y'all about, I heard from many of my pets, but only one got the job done. His adoration made me wet. His sweet surrender, his immersion in me. Now he's my treasured devotee. Of course, I'm not gonna tell him, because that's another part of being a goddess. When he pleads for my attention, I get to ignore him, as if his very existence is beneath my notice. He digs it and goes in deeper, which is why this dude's such a keeper. It's like he's in a private competition to prove he will do anything. So, he showed me that he's got what it takes. This is about that meal he ate. Now, I love that his sessions are all about me. It's worship time for victory. When I let him in, he fell to his knees, and then he chanted a litany. A sing-song story about how much he missed his mistress, how he's been bereft, but I was not impressed. He tried to clutch my ankle, but I kicked that fool away. I left him set on tremble in the wake of my sachet. I strutted to my playroom, and he sure knew to crawl. I waited with my high heels crossed and filed my nails like a badass boss. The sight of my legs put him further in thrall. A fishnet dream, so he started to cream. Ha ha ha, I was bored. So I mimicked a yawn, only more incentive for my dutiful pawn. But I was unaffected by all the tricks he tried, and he was so frustrated, he broke down and cried. I turned up my nose, then I stood and struck a pose. When it comes to whining, I'm deaf to all that noise. Try, and then try harder to be one of my toys. He needed me to see him like a bird needs to fly. So he struck a bargain, 'cause he's such a clever guy. He wanted my attention, so he rose to the occasion. He offered up his backside for a bit of my abrasion. I put on gloves and grabbed my wooden paddle. He still wasn't worth the silk of my skin, but to sacrifice his pound of flesh was a nice way to begin. I wielded my weapon, the one with the drilled out hearts. In no time at all, he was wearing my marks. Well, in exchange for his pain, I let him rub me down. If he wants to pamper me, who am I to wear a frown? He massaged my body from head to toe, which did in fact make his limp dick grow. He started to pant, to rant, and to rave, but I just went on ignoring my slave. He lost his mind as he traveled down my front. What he really wanted was a taste of my cunt. He begged and begged, but that won't work. So he asked, "What must I do to earn my dessert?" Now he got a giggle. Then with a sinister grin, I warned my poor apostle what he had to do to win. "Would you bathe in my holy fire? Burn in my flames for what you desire?" Well, the question was rhetorical because we all know the answer was yes. I lit my baton and like a phoenix in the night, I came at him with immaculate light. He saw the fever of Shiva in my eyes, and he knelt before me, his gaze between my thighs. He cowered beneath my display of power. Insane, inflamed, he began to praise my name. I attacked his back while he enjoyed his snack. The scent of burning hair wafted through my lair, while a hunk of burning love ate my snatch with flair. He spoke in tongues as passion took control. He confessed his sins, then sold me his soul. My nectar was ambrosia, filling up his mouth. A fanatical flood for his system, since he was so devout. I told y'all in the beginning, for him it's all about me. So he pulled on his poor cock, while he worshipped my divine pussy. Such a good disciple with demonstrative devotion. He even did the cleanup, which deserved some emotion. So I gave him a pat on the head, which turned my slave to a bright crimson red. So happy to receive my magic touch, he lit up with a brilliant blush. That's why for me, this life is a scream, because they come to worship this BDSM queen. Now, on the next episode of Bedtime Stories, it's magic. So make sure that you tune in, because if you don't, well, the results are just too tragic. And do not forget that you can call me on nightflirt.com and we can chat. What do you think about that? And if you go to ismygirl.com, you can subscribe to my wild and wonderful world. In the meantime, always remember, I love ya, mean it, mwah.
A slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coasters. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you could be the beauty and I could be the monster. I love you since this morning, no, just for aesthetic. I wanna touch your body, so fucking electric. I know you're scared of me, you say that I'm too eccentric. I'm crying all my tears and that's fucking pathetic. I wanna make you hungry, then I wanna feed ya. I wanna paint your face like you're my Mona Lisa. I wanna be a champion, I wanna be a loser. I'll even be a clown cause I just wanna amuse ya. I wanna be a sex searching for redemption. My motherfucking monster. We're searching for redemption. And I'm a bad guy. We're searching for redemption. And I'm a donger. We're searching for redemption. And I'm a freak that we're searching for redemption. My motherfucking monster. We're searching for redemption. Slave, I wanna be a master. I wanna make your heartbeat run like roller coasters. I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster. Cause you can be the beauty and I could be the monster. I wanna make you quiet, I wanna make you nervous. I wanna set you free, but I'm too fucking jealous. I wanna pull your strings like you're my telecaster. And if you want to use me, I could be your puppet. Cause I'm the we're searching for redemption. And I'm a lawyer. We're searching for redemption. And I'm a healer. We're searching for redemption. My motherfucking monster. We're searching for redemption.